God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, you, you. Yes, and even you. Welcome, welcome, one and all. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget, where 15 minutes of your day can change, will change, if you listen to the word of Lord and allow it to permeate your very being. It will transform your life. So grateful to God that He has given us another day, another hour, another moment to be in His presence with His word. His word is life changing. His word will fulfill you. His word will change your perspective of how things are and give you a heart of gratitude. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, God, we bless you. God, we love you. God, we adore you. God, we lift you up. God, we recognize that there is none like you. There is nothing, absolutely no one, that can fulfill our lives like you do. There is nothing, there is no one that can give us the reason to live like you can. God, we just bless you. We thank you for another day. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for sparing us. We thank you for loving us. We just thank you, God. And God, as we delve into your word on today, God, we pray, God, that we would hear you. God, that we would not deny that you are speaking to us. That we would say, come now, Holy Spirit, speak to our souls that we might have life-changing opportunities to be able to move and to live and to act under the auspices of your word. God, I thank you for your people. I thank you that you've allowed them to be spared another day, that they will be able to share in your word. God, speak to the places that need to be spoken to in their lives. And God, I know that they'll be forever changed. I love you today, and I bless you. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. Again, we thank God for each and every one of you that counted it not robbery to wake, to fix yourselves, to hear the word of the Lord on today. On this morning, we will journey to the New Testament, and we will land at Ephesians, the fifth chapter, starting at the 18th verse, Ephesians 5, starting at verse 18. We will read several verses from this passage. Ephesians 5, starting at verse 18. We'll start with the King James Version, and we'll see where the Lord takes us from there. Ephesians 5, verse 18 says this, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns, in spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's jump to the Amplified Bible. The Amplified Bible from Ephesians 5 and 18 says this, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but ever be filled and stimulated with the Holy Spirit. Speak out to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, offering praise with voices and instruments, and making melody with all your heart to the Lord. At all times and for everything, giving thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father. Let's jump to the contemporary English version. Again, Ephesians 5, starting at verse 18, says, don't destroy yourself by getting drunk, but let the Spirit fill your life. When you meet together, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs as you praise the Lord with all your heart. Always use the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to thank God the Father for everything. Let's go now to the New Living Translation. New Living Translation reads like this: don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, and making music to the Lord in your heart. And give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Passion Translation from Ephesians 5 and 18 reads like this: and don't get drunk with wine, which is rebellion. Instead, be filled continually with the Holy Spirit, and your hearts will overflow with the joyous song to the Lord. Keep speaking to each other with words of scripture, singing the psalms with praises and spontaneous songs given by the Spirit. Always give thanks to Father God for every person he brings into your life in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Last one, the message. Again, Ephesians 5 verse 18 says this: don't drink too much wine. That cheapens your life. Drink the Spirit of God, huge draughts of Him. Sing hymns instead of drinking songs. Sing hymns instead of drinking songs. Sing songs from your heart to Christ. Sing praises over everything. Any excuse for a song to God the Father in the name of our Master Jesus Christ. And the word of the Lord is blessed. On this morning, the day before Thanksgiving in 2023, I'd like to leave with you this message. Get full. Get full. Now, I know we could be thinking about get full as it relates to food on tomorrow, thinking of who's bringing the turkey or who's frying the turkey, who's bringing the dressing, or some say stuffing, who made the potato salad, who's bringing the rolls. Oh, they always bring the drinks. Make sure they bring the dessert, because they're always late. You know how we do. I'm not talking about getting full off of food, and I'm certainly not talking about getting full off of wine, liquor. But I'm saying living a life overflowing with thanksgiving. Not one that's just thinking about giving thanks on Thanksgiving, but a life overflowing daily with thanksgiving. You all, we live in a world that oftentimes we're seeking to get filled up on something. We're seeking to be able to fulfill our lives with various things, people and traveling and clothing, fashion and different types of activities. We try to fill our lives with so much, you all, but this world often leaves us, no matter how much we search, life leaves us feeling empty, leaves us feeling unfull, unfulfilled. But you all, the Apostle Paul wrote to us in Ephesians 5, 18 through 20. Now, mind you, I know he was writing to the believers in Ephesus, but you all, his words are still ringing true to us today, and they offer a different path, not one looking for things in this world, but one that leads to a life overflowing with joy and gratitude. You all, I'm imploring us today to get full on the things of God, and we can replace the emptiness that we get from this world and be in an abundance in our spirit. What does Paul tell us? First of all, he tells us to get satisfied off of the Spirit. That's what he says when he tells us to not be drunk with wine, but to be filled with the Spirit. You all, if you've ever, drank, if you ever drank to excess, or not even to excess, some folks just can't hold their liquor. Come on now, let's just be real. But there is a temporary now, feeling that you get from drinking wine or drinking any type of liquor, any type of alcohol, there's a temporary feel, a temporary feeling that comes from that. And that's exactly what the world does. The world gives us temporary fixes. You know, if you're trying to forget, you can find a number of things to be able to get into to try to cause you to forget. But those things often leave it, they fall short. The high from the liquor, the drunkenness from the liquor, the buzz from the liquor is going to dissipate. It's going to go away. But there is a way to be fulfilled on a constant, in a constant, with a constant, and that is to be filled with the Spirit. If we choose to be filled with the Spirit, it will bring us lasting satisfaction. Jesus himself said it like this in John 4 and 14. He says, whoever drinks of the water that I give him shall never thirst, but the water that I give him shall be in him, be in a person, a well of water springing up in the everlasting life. You'll never get thirsty again off of what Jesus gives. So you all, let's look to be filled and satisfied with the Spirit. Not only that, you all, but let's learn how to have moments filled with melody. Filled with melody. Verse 19 out of Ephesians 5 said, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. I said it on Sunday. It's real difficult to be lonesome and sorrowful when you're singing songs filled with faith and filled with praise. You all, it is in the human nature that when we're going through something, we find songs that don't necessarily lift us out of the situation, but conversely, actually cause our emotions to delve deeper down. Come on now. You know what I'm talking about. When you're in the world and you break up with somebody, you don't start singing breakup songs unless you were the one that broke up and you just got to a place where you just didn't want to be with the person anymore. But oftentimes there is a grief. There is a sorrow. Even if you have to break it off, it tends to be a sorrow. And come on now, seems like we can find every love song to make us feel worse about our situation, which is crazy to me. If you break up with somebody, why are you playing songs to make yourself feel worse? But that's a whole different. But you all, when you fill your day, your life with songs of praise to God, you cause your heart to be a sanctuary of worship. Even going throughout your day, working your job, doing the stuff that you do every day, you could change those times that you're like, oh, it's just another day, got to go to work, got to, you know, do what I got to do there, then come home from work, and got stuff I need to do at home. You can change your life by singing songs of thanks unto the Lord. Because trust me, could have been another way. And quite frankly, it may be another way for you right at this moment. But if you learn how to give thanks unto God, I promise you, God has a way of turning your midnight into day. That's what Psalms 102 tells us. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. With singing. You all, lastly, live a life full of triumph in thanksgiving. Live a life full of triumph in thanksgiving. Paul in verse 20 says, give thanks always to all things to God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You got to cultivate a habit of not just giving thanks when things are good, but constant thanks in every situation. You got to find something to be grateful for. You got to acknowledge God's hand in every aspect of your life. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Listen, in order to get full on the Spirit, start every day with the moment of thanksgiving. Make every day a day of thanksgiving. Make it a habit to find at least three things you're thankful for and transform your everyday life into a living testament of thanks to God. Be full, not just on food, but get full on Thanksgiving. Let's pray. Father, we glorify you and we give you praise, oh God. We pray, God, that you will help us to cultivate a life of thanksgiving unto you. You've been good, you've been gracious, you've been kind to us, and you deserve to hear from us. As we go into this Thanksgiving holiday, let us cultivate an everyday attitude of thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly blessed Thanksgiving and an amazing day.